Perhaps the proudest, and certainly one of the most difficult, often extremely painful event in a woman's life is becoming a mother. God bless her. Childbirth is a beautiful thing, God-given, the fundamental and basic act of creation. 9 months after conception, when human life begins, there comes among us this new human being whom God intended. We are blessed, says the doctor, with the birth of a new baby boy or girl. The mother and the father are ecstatic, or they should be. A biological boy or girl comes into the world, thank God. No matter what God intended, mankind, or perhaps more rightly so, womankind, intends to change that. Sex, biological sex at birth, is boy or girl, male or female, the biology of the infant. That's the way nature and the Lord intended. But the Pelosi Radical Progressive Equality Act seeks to change all that. This vicious, aggressive, new proposed law replaces sex with gender identity. Sex with gender identity. If this monstrosity of legislation ever becomes law, thank God it's not now, any individual can claim a new sexual orientation and, more importantly, a brand new gender identity. Boy becomes girl, and girl becomes boy, so he or she says. When any individual determines to change sex, no matter the biology, this new law allows that to happen, and even worse, this new claimant interpretation becomes a legally protected category. A boy says, I want to be a girl, and so that's that. The boy, no matter the biology, is now girl, so says the law. The law, can you believe that? This brutal, incredibly naive, and stupid legislation would require churches, religious schools, and other faith-based nonprofit organizations to abide by the newly framed Civil Rights Act, the Equality Act, and this law would make no exemptions for religious institutions. We, the Christians, and the Jews, and the Muslims are stuck. Whatever is required of the secular world, the religious world would have to comply, no matter the tenets of the faith. Judaism in the Torah, if the Jews remember that, condemns the unnatural, condemns homosexuality, and so does Christianity in the writings of the apostles, and especially Paul. And so does Islam. The unnatural includes the transgender, does it ever big time. And all faith-based institutions, including churches, would be required not only to recognize the new sexual orthodoxy, but actually endorse it. Endorse it. Imagine, my fellow Christians, going to church and hearing your pastor from the pulpit endorsing and even encouraging transgenderism because the law so requires. That could happen. Would you stand for that? Would your pastor, your religious leaders capitulate, compromise, and cooperate with this new orthodoxy? Would they? They would, my fellow Americans, be required to do so, or they could be fined or otherwise punished, or even in extreme circumstances sent to jail. And this is a Democrat creation, a Democrat Party creation, a product of the now fully radicalized Democratic Party, extreme, anti-traditional, anti-American in so many ways, and anti-conservatives and the old line patriots and against religious values and determined to change all of that at the core, the Democrats. How, I ask, can any Christian, real Jew, real Torah-believing Jew or Muslim, following the tenets of the Quran, vote Democratic and allow this to happen? How? How? There is irony here, however. So often, Christians and Jews have been polarized, antagonistic. Both religions have very often been antagonistic to Islam. But this Equality Act, if it ever passes, could serve to make these three religions equal, the Equality Act, in their opposition to the Act and its enforcement. If right-thinking Christians, again, right-thinking Christians, and Jews and Muslims banded together for the protection of faith-based institutions and the rights of religion generally, like First Amendment rights, what an unbelievably powerful force that would be. God the Father, God Jehovah, and the God of the Muslims, though so very different in so many ways, would triumph over radical atheism and human arrogance. Right-thinking Congress knew something like the Equality Act might happen. It therefore passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the RFRA, which, no matter judicial interpretations or subsequent legislation, which we're now facing, would fully protect the rights and freedoms of religious organizations and entities, including, and especially, churches and synagogues. But this Equality Act would completely do away with, totally invalidate, this protective act and the religious freedoms it sought to protect. They would have none of these protections going forward. None. Not only would freedom of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment be done away with, but so would freedom of speech and press and assembly, which are in any way associated with the propagation and preaching of anything religious or contrary to the new Equality Act. My fellow Christians, if you ever needed a wake-up call, the Equality Act is, in fact, that alarm clock. Wake up and stand up. Stand up to these radical Democrats and not only do away with this evil, evil act, but do away with the Democrats who proposed it. Vote them out. You can do that in November 2020, and I hope and pray you will. The Equality Act comes in full force against parents and parental rights as well. Parents now think in terms of their rights to make choices for their children and teach them in the way in which they should go, to grow them up, and to make certain that they understand the moral and biological issues which are now at stake, especially those with regard to sexuality or gender. But those rights would be essentially done away with, superseded by federal civil rights codes. Parents would be required to do what the law says, no matter their values or their religious beliefs or personal preferences. More so, this vicious law would also strip parents of their rights to raise and educate their own children if their personal beliefs in any way contradicted those new governmental mandates. Can you believe that? Absolutely incredible. The new village to raise a child would not be the parents and the church and a school with traditional values. The new village to raise a child would be the federal government of the United States of America. God forbid, and God help us. Again, I ask, how can any thinking, moral, caring person and parent, especially parent, ever vote for these Democrats who vote for this law? How? And listen, ladies, to what this act would require of you. Male-bodied transgender women would have rights to women's private spaces. That would mean that transgendered men, declaring their new gender identity to be female, would have the right to enter women's bathrooms. So-called transgendered men would have the same rights to the personal privacy which a woman expects using a ladies' room. How about that? Would you, ladies, no matter your faith or lack thereof, would you stand for that? Transgendered men would be put in the same cells as women in prisons. They would be housed in homeless shelters with women, and the same with hospital rooms and college dorms and elder care facilities and sports leagues and locker rooms. Oh, Lord help us. What is happening to America? Where did these people, these Democrats, come from? And all of that led Martina Navratilova, do you remember her? A great, great tennis player, a self-declared liberal and gay, to come out in open and aggressive defiance of this evil act. Navratilova, again, one of the greatest female tennis players of all time, female, having won Grand Slam tennis tournaments 18 times, to say the following of this new transgender law. Said Martina Navratilova, "It's insane. It's insane. And it's cheating. I am happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers, but I would not be happy to compete against her. It would not be fair." Boy, is that an understatement. In short, competition would not be equal, no matter the Equality Act. If the Equality Act passes, males will have the right to compete against females, an atrocity that even the most liberal women and feminists reject. This Equality Act would make strange bedfellows of people of faith, and more so, would unite right-thinking women against not only the act itself, but the Democrats who seek to pass it. Oh, I hope that is the case. It will be interesting to see how these potentially new alliances will vote in 2020. I wonder even more how any thinking person, could vote Democrat. Will you? Will you vote for people who think and will act this way now with a Republican president and a Republican Senate? Can you imagine how they will act and how they will legislate if there's a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate? It would be the end of America. Hospitals and insurance companies will be required to provide costly sex change therapies, transgender surgeries. Employers who refuse to conform run the risk of losing their businesses. They can be sued, fined, or even punished criminally. Workers who do not conform to the new sexual orthodoxy would very well lose their jobs. Bakers, florists, photographers, videographers, web designers, wedding venue owners, and public officials who believe in traditional marriage would be targeted. All would no longer have the rights of freedom of religion. The act would require faith-based adoption agencies to conform. If not, bye-bye, done and gone. Out of here, so says the Inequality Act. Doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, and counselors would be coerced and threatened so as to be required to abide by this new sexual orthodoxy. And get this, my fellow Americans, we the people who fail to use transgender pronouns, are you listening? Transgender pronouns would be subject to fines or firing or even imprisonment. Talk about control and elimination of free speech. Transgender pronouns. In short, our speech would be curtailed, and if we dare use the wrong pronoun to describe anyone covered by this act, the penalties could be severe. Oh, Lord help us. And this new sexual orthodoxy would be mandated into the curricula of all educational institutions, from preschool to postgrad. Did you hear that? It will be part, this new orthodoxy, of the curricula of all educational institutions, from preschool to postgrad. Teaching these new social norms and standards would not only be tolerated, but it would be required. Required. They would change courses in biology and science and become the core of courses in philosophy and religion. Believe this, my fellow Americans, can you? Whether or not you agree, you do in fact endorse the Equality Act, whether you like it or not, and all of its inequalities if you vote Democrat. You should do anything possible to do away with this evil act and the authors of this act, the Democrats. The fight is on, and you either fight the fight of faith or you compromise. We will see the character of America or the lack thereof in 2020. What a defining election that will be. Faith-based institutions, including churches, nonprofits, and even private institutions and businesses, would have no protections whatsoever in hiring employees. There would be no right to hire people who adhere to their biblical, moral, or character principles. In actuality, the Equality Act would require such entities to hire those who do not believe in their principles or statements of faith. That would be my company, utterly eviscerating the core and character of the institution. Can you imagine the effect of this act on churches and pastors? You should make certain that your pastor, make certain that your pastor understands the vicious and evil potentiality of the Equality Act, and that this pastor, your pastor, stands up against it in the pulpit and otherwise. And that includes the Catholic Church, which shuns politics in the church and from the pulpit, perhaps rightly so, but it should not do so in this case. This church should stand up as aggressively as a church, and not some part of it, and loudly protest, for this act, if passed, would destroy so much of the character, core, and quality, and traditional and fundamental beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, and by the way, a woman, are you listening, ladies? A woman would have no right to have a person of the same sex conduct security body searches at airports and otherwise. How would you, a lady who believes in the privacy of her body, how would you feel if a supposed security man feels your body conducting a so-called security search from top to bottom, all of your body? How would you feel? What a world. By the way, private insurance companies would be forced to cover transgender surgeries. Can you imagine the expense? And treatments, and with no exemptions. If you wanted boy to girl, you can get it free of charge on the insurance company's nickel. I wonder what AIG, Liberty, Chubb, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and all the others think about this new requirement and expense. I wonder if they will contribute to the Democratic Party and its candidates in 2020. Boy, if they do, it's going to cost them a whole bunch of bucks. And by the way, they'll pass it on to us. Imagine how much fun the media will have with this new act if it is passed. The already radicalized and progressive media would have no limits in its exposure and coverage. Corporations in their boardrooms and among stockholders would be required to embrace and endorse the new sexual orthodoxy. The new sexual orthodoxy. Sexual orientation. And at least indirectly be forced to contribute to the destruction of American and Christian values. If in 2020, if in 2020, the Democrats maintain control of the House of Representatives and win the majority in the Senate and win the presidency, and all of that is at least likely, goodbye, America. Goodbye, America. At least as we have known it. Goodbye forever to the freedoms of our beloved Constitution, and especially the First Amendment. Those freedoms which we have enjoyed for almost 2.5 centuries. Here I go again. How can any thinking, caring, faith-based individual vote for these radical, progressive Democrats who propose this vicious, evil Inequality Act? How? Will you? Andrew Walker, professor of Christian ethics and apologetics at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, warned that people of faith must oppose the Equality Act. They must. Said Walker, or else, that is, if they don't oppose it, with the stroke of a pen, pillars of human history, the ideas that marriage is a complementary union of a man and a woman, not to mention biblical, and that male and female are immutable biological realities, would be thrown into the dustbin of history. Would they ever? So, like Mr. Walker, please, my fellow Americans, I pray that you stand up. You stand up. Even if you are not a person of faith, you should. There is nothing equal in this act, nothing at all equal, especially against Christians and conservatives. It's unequal to the core, and evil and destructive. coming from the minds and hearts of politicians, the Democrats, who are just like the act they propose. There is only one real and conclusive remedy, only one. Vote the perpetrators out of office. Vote them out of office. And you can do that in elections 2020. And that includes anyone who believes in or votes for the act or anything like it. The future of America depends upon it. America is your country, my country, our country. It is the best in the world and the best in all of history. And I urge you, protect it or lose it.